Today's daf is Makis Daf Yutes, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, my Reb Yehud. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzar V'Ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Yari Yeshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freita. So we're in the middle of a Gemara that's discussing different halachos related to Bikurim, specifically whether or not the parsha of Mikra Bikurim was ma'akev, and whether or not the mitzvah for the Mevi Bikurim to place the Bikurim next to the Mizbeach was ma'akev. As it relates to the mitzvah of Hanachas Bikurim, the Gemara said that it's a machloikis Rabbi Yehudan, the Rabbanon, whether it's ma'akev or whether it's not ma'akev. So we're going to pick up literally mid cheshbon, my Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara wants to know, who is this Rabbi Yehuda? And then the Gemara is going to want to know, who is the Rabbanon that is chaylik with Rabbi Yehuda regarding this question, whether or not hanocha by Bikurim is ma'akev or is not ma'akev? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, it says in the Pasuk, part of the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, Va'ato hine hevesi es reishes priya adama, ashe nosato li Hashem, v'hinachtoi lefnei Hashem alekecho, v'shtachavisa lefnei Hashem alekecho. Now, poshet, when you read this pasuk, there's no question in the world, the way you attach the words, v'hinachtoi lefnei Hashem alekecho, is that you are going to place the Bikurim lefnei Hashem alekecho. Stating that, Rabbi Yehuda says, zu tenufa, that the meaning of the word vehinachtoi means to do tenufa. Ata imer zu tenufa. You say it's tenufa, says Rabbi Yehuda. Yeinu yado hanocha mamish. Doesn't it probably mean what it literally sounds like it means? And that is hanocha, says Rabbi Yehuda. Kshu imer, when the pasuk says v'lokach koyen atenem yodecho vehinichoi lefnei mizbach Hashem alekecho, that vehinichoi for sure means hanocha. Harei hanocha amar. So why then would the Torah have to repeat itself after it already said v'hinichoi and then say v'hinachtoi to tell me the same thing twice? That doesn't make sense. Presumably, zutnufa, the word v'hinachtoi does not mean hanocha. Rather, what it means is tenufa. Either way, says the Gemara, you want to know who Rabbi Yehuda of our sugya that holds that hanocha is not ma'akev is? It's this braisa. Now, to be fair, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anywhere in this braisa that hanocha is not ma'akev by Bikurim. Stating that, what Rabbi Yehuda did say is that although it says in the Torah the word hanocha twice, one time it means hanocha, the other time it means tenufa. And the Gemara is working backwards. And the Gemara is saying that to the extent that Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, only one of the vihinichos mean hanocha, that means that the Torah only mentioned hanocha once. And if the Torah only mentioned hanocha once, then all hanocha could be is a mitzvah lichatchila, it can't be ma'akev. As if to say, the only way hanocha will be ma'akev is if we can find that the Torah mentioned the mitzvah of hanocha twice. If the Torah mentioned it twice, shina hakasav la'akev, then we'll know that it's not only a mitzvah, but rather it's ma'akev. But if it mentioned it once, mechates it should be ma'akev. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, who said clearly that when it says v'hinicha, it means hanocha, but when it says v'hinachto, it means tenufa, so you say meres, the Torah only mentioned the mitzvah of hanocha once. If it mentioned it once, then all it could be is a chatchilo, it can't be ma'akev, says the Gemara, man tana de pola galed Rabbi Yehuda. Who are the Rabbanon that argue with Rabbi Yehuda? So sometimes the Gemara will say Rabbanon and we'll just leave it as is. Sometimes the Gemara wants to put a face to the name. So the question is, who are the Rabbanon? Is it anyone specific? The Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Tana, we learn to the Braise. So it says, again, v'lokach ha-koyen ha-tene mi-yodecho. And the end of the pasuk is v'hinichoi lifnei mizbach Hashem Elokecha, says Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, limeid ala bikurim shetu'unin tenufa. From the fact that it says v'lokach ha'koyein hatenem yodecho, from there I know that there's a mitzvah of tenufa by bikurim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, azoi halt Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. My time to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. How do you see in those words of v'lokach ha'koyein hatenem yodecho tenufa? Asu yad yad mishlam. He learned it with gzeir shava yad yad from the shlam. Ksivach says over here v'lokach ha'koyein hatenem yodecho. Viksiv, and it says regarding the carbon shlomim, Yodav Tiviyeno es Ishei Hashem. And there, it's referring to tenufa. That's what that pasuk is discussing. So too, when it says v'lokach hakoyin atenem yodecha, it's going to mean tenufa as well. Now the Gemara continues and says that once we have a gzeira shava, we learn tenufa by bikurim from tenufa from the shlamim. This gzeira shava teaches me additional halachas as well. How so? Makan koyin aflahalon koyin. Over here, clearly the mitzvah of tenufa v'lokach hakoyin atenem yodecha. Who's doing the tenufa? It's the koyin. So we say so too by the carbon shlamim. The koyin has to do tenufa as well. Now, if you look at the pasuk by the carbon shlamim, yadav tivienu as ishei Hashem is referring to the bailon. So really, based on that pasuk alone, I would think the bailon does the tenufa. But being that we have gzeira shava bikurim from shlamim, and by bikurim v'lokach hakoyin atenem yodecha, so makan koyin, so to their koyin. Additionally, malahalam bailon, just like by the shlamim, you see the bailon does the tenufa, afkan bailon, so too we learn that by bikurim the bailon does the tenufa as well. Hakeitzad, is it the bailon or is it the koyin? Who is the one that does the tenufa? The answer is both. How does it play itself out? Maniach koyin yodav tachasi de bailam. The koyin would put his hands underneath the hands of the bailam. Umenif, and then they would go ahead and they would do tenufa. But we need is one thing. We're not learning so much the inyan of tenufa by Bikurim. We're discussing the inyan of anacha. Being that Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov learns the mitzvah of tenufa from the lokach hakoyin atenem yodecha, so it means that he doesn't learn the mitzvah of tenufa from the hinachtoi. If he doesn't learn it from Vihinachtoi, so then Vihinachtoi is telling me the mitzvah of Hanacha. Now it says Vihinichil of Nebis Bach Hashem Elokecha, which is for sure Hanacha. Vihinachtoi, according to Rabbi Ezra and Yaakov, is also teaching me Hanacha. That means according to Rabbi Ezra and Yaakov, the Torah mentioned the mitzvah of Hanacha twice. If the Torah mentioned the mitzvah of Hanacha twice, Shina Kosav Lakev, it's going to be Ma'akev. Again, the question was that who is the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan that argued whether Hanach is ma'akeh by Bikurim or Hanach is not ma'akeh by Bikurim? The answer is, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, or a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What is the makar? What is the makar to the mitzvah of tenufa by Bikurim? And from that machlokes, we work backwards as a derivative machlokes, and we have another machloikis, and that is anocha makiv or is anocha not makiv. Again, how so? According to Rabbi Yehuda, when it says vihinicha, it means anocha. When it says vihinachta, it means tnufa. So you say, Meres, it only mentioned the mitzvah of anocha once. If it mentioned it only once, all it could be is lechatchila. According to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, I know tnufa from v'loka chakoyin atenem yodecha, gzeirushova yad yad mishlomim. That means when it says vihinicha, it means anocha. And when it says vihinachta, it can mean tnufa. That's already taken. So what does it mean? It means Hanacha. Terry told me Hanacha twice. Terry told me Hanacha twice. Then it's going to be Me'akiv. Another halacha related to Bikurim. Amar Rava Bar Ado. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Bikurim Emesai Mechayven Alein. When does one become Chaya for Bikurim? What does that even mean? Tap Rashi. Misa Zar Ha'ichlan. So a Zar that eats Bikurim, just like a Zar that eats Truma, just like a Zar that eats Challah, is going to be Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. The question is, at what point do we say it's Bikurim that if a Zar eats it, he's going to be Chayev Misa? So Rava Bar Ado, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, said it's Misheyiru Pnei Habayis. So from the time that the Bikurim enter the Azara, they, figuratively speaking, see the Beis HaMikdash, at that point, it's Chal Bikurim, from the standpoint that a Zar that eats it is going to be Chayiv Misa. So before the Bikurim entered the Azara, if a Zar would eat the Bikurim, he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. Me'imasai mechayven aleim, mishayiru pnei abai. Says the Gemara, Kiman, who is this going according to? Ki hai tana, like the following tana. Tana went to the Brayser, Rabbi Eliezer said, Bikurim, miksasim, mechotsim, miksasim, lefnim. If you have Bikurim, and some of the Bikurim is inside the Azara, and some of the Bikurim is outside the Azara, shebechot, the Bikurim that's outside the Azara, harein, kechulin, which we like chulin, bechol, devrein, regarding all the halachas. As it relates to the chelik that was inside, it's treated like hektish chal devreim. So what do you see from Rabbi Eliezer? That as it relates to how we treat the bikurim, is it bifnim or is it bechutz? Very gishmak. So Rava Barat, the same name, Rabbi Yitzchak, bikurim emesai mechayven aleihem, it's mishayiru pnei abayis. Keman, it's like the Tana of Rabbi Eliezer. Just one knach to appreciate Rabbi Eliezer a little bit better, right? Bikurim miktsasim bechutz, miktsasim bifnim. What does that even mean? Just pshutei shel mikra. What it means is that when a person brought bikurim, he brought it in a tenet, right? He brought it in a basket. Mishnayis talk about what type of basket was used, but it was in a basket. So miktsasim bifnim, miktsasim bechutz would mean that the basket itself is literally at the entrance. Part of it is inside, part of it is outside. You could have thought that you view the whole basket as one entity. No. The chelik of the basket that's bifnim is considered bifnim. Thus, any peiros that are in that side of the basket are considered to have already entered the azara, and the chelik that's bachotz is considered to be bachotz. Zok digmar. Amar Rav Sheshes said, bikurim, as relates to bikurim, hanochem akeves behem, kriya im akeves behem. So again, in the end of yesterday's daf, and in the beginning of today's daf, we're discussing whether or not kriya, reading the parasha bikurim by Bikurim is Ma'akiv, Hanocha placing by the Mizbech is Ma'akiv. So Rav Sheshes Damoyer came and he paskined in his base medrash. He said, you want to know my shita? I hold Azoy. Hanocha, yeah, Ma'akiv. Kriya, not Ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, come on, who is he going like? Kihai Tana, like the following Tana, the Tanya. We learned in a Brice, and this Brice that the Gemara is going to bring now is really going to be Malava us down to the bottom of the Yomid and really to the top of Daf Yotes on the days. It's a brisa that's going to get involved in the machloikis of Kedusha Rishayna, Kitchel Lashayta, Kitchel Lassalavai, or Loi Kitchel Lassalavai, which of course is from the Dvarim Ha'oimdim Berumay Shalaylam. It's a machloikis that appears in several different places in Shas. There's a unique chiddush, as we're going to see, that comes out of this sugya right here. This is also uniquely a little harder than some of the other places that the Gemara mentions it. But that aside, says the Gemara. Again, Rav Sheshes said, Bikurim, the Hanoch is Ma'akiv, but the Kriya is not Ma'akiv. Who is he going like? He's going like the following Tanya. The Tanya we learned to the Brice. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi said, Shloisha Dvarim, Mishum, Shloisha Skeim. Rabbi Yossi said over three halachas, and all three of these halachas, he was quoting a Zaken. So halach A was in the name of Zaken A, B, Zaken B, C, Zaken. See, the one halacha that we need is Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yishmal said, Yachal, I would think, Yalu other Maisa Sheni Bizman Azeb Yushalayb Yachlano, that a person who has Maisa Sheni Bizman Azeb meaning Nach the Chorbin, has a right to bring it to Yushalayim and eat. So let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. Rashi says that Rabbi Yishmal was of the opinion that Kedusha Rishoyna, Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asalava. So I say Maris, Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, Bizman Hazeh, Noch Tochorbin. And as a result, if somebody has a field in Eretz Yisrael, where Peiros grow, those Peiros are going to be Chayiv and Trumas from Maisris Midday Reis. So Rabbi Yishmal, who's discussing Maisen Sheni Bizman Hazeh, he's discussing Maisen Sheni that has Kedushas Maisen Sheni Midday Reis Bizman Hazeh. What Rabbi Yishmal is wondering in this Braisa about is whether or not you could take the Maisen Sheni and eat it in Yerushalayim. What did it start him? Does Yerushalayim have Kedusha Bizman Hazeh that you can then eat the Maisa Sheni there? Or maybe Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh is treated like another part of Eretz Yisrael. And just like there's a halacha, a loisa, say you're not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, so maybe you would not be able to eat Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh even in Yerushalayim. Now, what needs to be spoken out is that we just said Rabbi Shmuel holds Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Lashayta v'Kitchel Asalavai. There's a Chi of Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh. If there's a Chi of Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh, doesn't that by definition mean that Yerushalayim has its Kedusha as well, and as a result you should be able to eat the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim? So this is the first big vart that comes out of this. So you're just learning it very, very simply, very daf yomi dig. And that is, it's clear that you can bifurcate and you can be mechalik between Kedusha Eretz Yisrael as it relates to the Chi of Chumas of Maestris versus Kedushas Yerushalayim as it relates to being able to eat Maestra Shein. So Rabbi Yishmael is taking for a Hanocha Pshuta that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, thus the Maestra Shein is a regular Geheiriga Maestra Shein. Stating that, his Nidoin in this Braisa is whether or not Yerushalayim also has its Kedusha. Meaning Yerushalayim is considered Lifnei Hashem and it meets the criteria of whatever Yerushalayim needs to be, even Noch the Churban, so that you'll be able to eat the Maisa Sheni Yerushalayim or not. Right? That's what his Shaila. So again, it says Rabbi Shmuel Yochel, I would think, other Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh Yerushalayim, Yochelenu, that a person could take Maisa Sheni Bizman Hazeh, bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it. Vidinu. So says Rabbi Shmuel, let's see what we would come out with. Bechar Ton Havas Makam. A Bechar, as in the carbon Bechar, was only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, right? Bechar was kachem chalim was eaten only in Yerushalayim. Umaisa sheni tana v'asmok. Maisa sheni also was only allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Ma bechar eniel b'fnei abayis. Just like a bechar, you're only allowed to eat b'fnei abayis. Meaning that's pasha. You can't eat bechar b'zman hazeh in Yerushalayim, says Rabbi Shmuel. Af maiser eniel b'fnei abayis. So too, it makes sense that maiser also not. So again, Rabbi Shmuel starting to clear, right? He's trying to work this through a little bit. What's the halacha? Can I eat maisa sheni Yerushalayim b'zman hazeh? Says first, Ha'ara is that L'chaira, it's similar to Bechar. And a bechor, you can't eat bisman hazeh in Yerushalayim. So too, ma'isa sheni lechayra should be the same thing. Now, says Rabbi Yishmael, but it's not so pasha. Why? Because mala bechor, I could argue that a bechor is different. She came ton matan domin ve'emurim legamim mizbech. A bechor requires a whole hakrova, right? You have to do a zrika, you have to be makta de'emurim, and as a result, maybe because the bechor is a carbon, so that's why bechor bezman hazeh you wouldn't be able to eat in Yerushalayim. As opposed to ma'aseh sheni, which has no hakrova component, ma'aseh sheni wasn't a carbon, so maybe over there it's going to be different. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel said bikurim yechichu. I think that you can counter that with the mitzvah bikurim. Bikurim also had to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and bikurim bezman hazeh you can't eat in Yerushalayim. Abba Mala bikurim, says the Gemara, bikurim is also not a perfect comp. It's not a perfect tzushal to ma'aseh sheni, shekein to unin hanacha. Because bikurim had a mitzvah of hanacha. Meaning, even though bikurim is not a carbon per se, but at the same time, the Mizbeach played a role in the mitzvah bikurim because he had a place to bikurim next to the Mizbeach. Oh, so bizman hazeh, of course, there's no Mizbeach. So it's very different. Talmud Loimar. So being that you can't really learn it straight up from Bechor, and you can't learn it straight up from Bikurim. So Rabbi Shmuel said, I need a starke limud to know what the halach is. I'm going to tell you my limud. It says, V'chalt l'shom lifnei Hashem Elokecha. And the end of the pasuk is, V'mokam asher yivcha l'shakin shmoy shom. Masa, d'goncha t'yroichcha v'yitzarecha, u'bechoyroiz bekarcha v'tzaynencha, l'man tilma b'yiris Hashem Elokecha kol hayom. So this pasuk mentions, Masa, d'goncha t'yroichcha v'yitzarecha, that's Meiser, and it also mentions, bechoyroiz bekarcha v'tzaynecha, which is bekar. So when makish Meiser l'bechar, ma bechor eni yelub l'fnei abayis, just like bechar is only l'fnei abayis, af Meiser eni yelub l'fnei abayis, so to Meiser is only going to be l'fnei abayis. In other words, Rabbi Shmuel said, I'm trying to figure out, could I eat Yerushalayim or not? My Muscho Rishon is, let's shtel a tzut to Bechar. Bechar is not such a good tzushtel, because Bechar needs a hakrova, and as a result, maybe that's why you can't eat a bezman hazeh in Yerushalayim. Maybe shtel a tzut to Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't need hakrova, but there's a mitzvah of hanacha, so maybe that's why you can't eat a bezman hazeh. Again, there's no mizbeach. It's not a tzushtel to Meiser. Talmud Loimar have a hekish. What's the hekish? One pasuk that mentions the mitzvah of Bechar, and it mentions the mitzvah of Meiser. Just like by Bechar, there's a din that has to be b'fnei abayis, so too by Meiser, there's a din that has to be b'fnei abayis. Now, Kana ben Shoyl, silly question, but Kana ben Shoyl, what do you mean? You're telling me that you're learning Meiser Sheni from Bechar? You just said a second ago, you can't learn Meiser Sheni from Bechar. What's the teretz? Why is the question silly? Because this is Yud Gimel Midas 101. If you want to learn A from B with a mamotzinu, or a tzad hashava, or even a kal v'chomer, so then you could ask Pirchas. But if you're learning it from a hekish, then ain't meshivan ala hekish. So it's true, Bechor is not the same as Ma'aseh Sheni. And if you wanted a shtel etzu as a comparable, it's a very, very weak comparable. There's an obvious pircha on it, but this is not a comparable. This is a hekish. A hekish is as if it's mefurish in the Torah, and it's for that reason, says the Gemara, based on the hekish, that's what Rabbi Shmuel knew, that if you want Ma'aseh Sheni b'zman hazeh Yerushalayim, even though Kedusha Rishonim Kitchel Shadav Kitchel Lasalavi, as it relates to Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Abba Ma'aseh, just like Bechor, you wouldn't be able to eat b'zman hazeh Yerushalayim, so to Ma'aseh Sheni would be the same thing. Okay, what does that have to do with our sugyo? What does that have to do with Rav Sheshis's memory? What did Rav Sheshis say? He said, when it comes to Bikurim, Hanoch is Ma'keves Ben, but Kri is not Ma'keves Ben. The Gemara said, Kaman Ka'itana, Rabbi Shmuel. Somewhere in this statement of Rabbi Shmuel, we see Rav Sheshis's Shita. Where do you see it? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, because for him, Isa, if you're going to tell me that Kriya and Hanocha are both Ma'akim when it comes to Bikurim, then when the Gemara asked the Pircha, the original Pircha, maybe learn Ma'aseh Sheni from Bikurim. No, why not? Because Bikurim is different. Bikurim requires Hanocha Eitzel the Mizbech. Lifroich, what the Gemara should have asked was, Ma'ale Bikurim Shein Tosh. She came to unin kriya ve'anach. Why do we only ask from the hanacha shabai? We should have asked from the kriya shabai as well. And from the fact that we didn't mention a word about kriya, oh, must be, it's because Rabbi Shmuel holds that hanacha is ma'akiv and that kriya is not ma'akiv. Now, I think Pashab Shah, when you learn the Gemara, the sense is that the reason the Gemara asked from hanacha, not from kriya, is because hanacha is related to the mizbeach. Right, we're trying to figure out bisman hazeh when there's no beis hamikdash. Oh, so bikurim bisman hazeh because you need the mizbeach. Bisman hazeh you don't have the mizbeach. But you see clearly that the Gemara understood Mizbeach more as like a pircha. So the Gemara's kasha is that why did it only ask Malah Bikurim that there's a mitzvah of hanacha? We should have asked Malah Bikurim that there's a mitzvah of hanacha and there's a mitzvah of kriya. Oh, what must be the pshat, says the Gemara? Pshat must be because Rabbi Shmuel holds that the hanacha is ma'akiv. That's why we're asking from hanacha, but the kriya is not ma'akiv. Oh, that is the makarta Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes said when it comes to Bikurim, hanacha is ma'akiv, kriya is not ma'akiv. The Gemara says, come on, it's kaitan, it's like this tana Rabbi Shmuel. But I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, what kind of raya is that? Why? Because, let me ask you, Nihidi Kuvaleka, you'll tell me that kriya is not ma'akiv. And in your mind, that would explain, that would rationalize why the Gemara didn't ask Malu Bikurim that there's kriya. Of a mitzvah mit leka? For sure there's a mitzvah of kriya, right? The Torah says this is what you're supposed to do. Ashayla, if it's ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv, but there's no question that there's a mitzvah. And if that's the case, v'lema mitzvah v'lifrach. So why didn't the Gemara ask it as a pircha, not from the ikuvah shabbai, from the mitzvah shabbai? The Gemara should have said, you want to learn out ma'isa from bikurim, you can't. Why? Because by bikurim there's a mitzvah of kriya and there's an mitzvah of hanacha. Kriya grad is only lechatchila. Hanacha happens to be ma'akiv, but good. That's better than ma'isa sheni that has no mitzvah kriya and has no mitzvah of hanacha. So at the end of the day, says Rav Ashi, I'm not sure what you could spar from the fact that the Gemara didn't mention kriya. You want to be ma'chiach what? That it's not ma'akiv? Even if it's not ma'akiv, the Gemara should have asked. Meaning, even if it's not ma'akiv, it's still a good ha'ara. Why didn't the Gemara mention kriya? And the answer can't be because it's not ma'akiv. Because even if it's not ma'akiv, we should have asked it as a mitzvah. Elam Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, I'll tell you why we didn't mention a word about kriya. It's because kiven the ikki bikuri ager, being that there's the bikurim of the ger, the boy lemei ma'ashenishba Hashem la'viseinu v'lei matziyana, who needs to say ashenishba Hashem la'viseinu, which he of course cannot say, it's for that reason, leipsikalei. That's why it wasn't mentioned. The bottom line is you can't bring any rayas from this Rabbi Yishmael, whether or not kriya is ma'akiv or kriya is not ma'akiv. The raya would have been from the fact that the brayse in the pircha Malu Bikurim did not mention kriya. It's not a raya, it's not ma'akiv, because even if it's not ma'akiv, you should have asked it. And the answer must be probably because it's leipsikalei, because bikuri ager don't even have a mitzvah of kriya. So being that not all bikurim have a mitzvah of kriya, that's why it wasn't mentioned. And it's for that reason you have no raya at all. But we mentioned the brisa, so the Gemara now is going to finish the job and is going to work through the brisa a little bit more. So again, what happened in the brisa? Rabbi Shmuel is trying to figure out whether you can eat ma'isa sheni bizman hazeh in Yerushalayim. So his muschal risha was, let's learn it from Bechor. Bechor you can't, so maybe ma'isa sheni also can. Ma'ala Bechor, that requires matan damim ve'emurim legavim mizbeach. Okay, maybe learn it from Bikurim. Bikurim has a din Yerushalayim. And bizman hazeh you can't eat it. Ma'ala bikurim shekein tu'unin hanacha. No mention of kriya. Bezeda. Shekein tu'unin hanacha. So what did the Gemara do? The Gemara just left the mamotzinus aside and jumped to a hekesh, which is amazing because you can't ask kashas on a hekesh. And mishivin ala hekesh. And that's how it ended up. But the Gemara says that why did we go away from the mamotzinu and jump all the way to the hekesh? What should the Gemara have done? V'lahadur din v'teisi b'ma'atzad. We should have had a ma'atzad. Right, what's the ma'atzad? We should learn it from Bechor and from Bikurim. What are you going to tell me? Mala Bechor, she came to Unim Matan Dom and Vemur and Lagam Nezbech, Bikurim Yechicho. Mala Bikurim, she came to Unim Hanacha, Bechor Yechiach. Bechor Zadin, Loi Roi Zeke Roi Zeke, Loi Roi Zeke Roi Zeke, right? Hatzad Ashova Shabahem, this is all a make-believe Ma'atzad, but it would go something like this. Hatzad Ashova Shabahem is that there's a din Yerushalayim, there's a din Avos Mokrim, and this man I say, you can't have that havas makim. Afaniyavi ma'isa sheni should be the same thing. Why didn't the Gemara do that? So the Gemara said because it was an obvious perikum shum. Ikum mifrach mal tzad hashava shabehen shekin yesh bem tzad mizbech. Right, the tzad hashava has to have a chumrah that they both have in common, but there actually is a chumrah that they both have in common, and that chumrah is tzad mizbech. Bechor tzad mizbech is the actual hakrava. Bikurim Sad Mizbeach is the Hanacha, which was done by the Mizbeach. But at the end of the day, thing that they have in common, the Sad Mizbeach, that's why you can't learn it individually from Bechor or Bikurim. You can't even learn it from a Ma'atzad. How did the Gemara learn it? Lamaisa, the Gemara learned it from a Hekesh. But the Gemara now is going to do one more leg. The Gemara says, Umaykosavar. So what does that mean, Umaykosavar? So Rashi says, Umaykosavar, Haitano, the Pshitale Bechor, to whom it was more poshit bechor than maisa. Rabbi Shmuel is making a big hanocha in his braisa. The hanocha that he's making in the braisa is that a bechor bezman hazeh you for sure cannot eat in Yerushalayim. Maisa is not sure. being that he had a hekesh, Bechar lo meiser, so he said, oh, just like Bechar you can, meiser you also can. Tainas the Gemara, why was it so poshit to Rabbi Yishmael that Bechar you can't, whereas meiser maybe you could? It sounds like he has some objective piece of information that's telling him that Bechar you cannot, whereas as it relates to Maisa, he's unsure, and through the Akish, he knew to shtel tzu the two. Right? Just to explain this a little bit, it doesn't really require a beer, it's so obvious, but just explain it anyways. And that is, whatever Rabbi Shmuel's Shayla, whatever Rabbi Shmuel's Chakir is, as it relates to Maisa Sheni, Lecher would equally apply as it relates to Bechar, right? Rabbi Shmuel holds Kedusha Rishayni Kitchel Shaita Kitchel Asalavi as it relates to Kedusha Sa'aretz. What's his suffix? His suffix is, what about Yerushalayim? Is Yerushalayim considered Lifnei Hashem, or is Yerushalayim not considered Lifnei Hashem? Okay, so that's a good chakira. It's a chakira that would be negeya Maisa Sheni. It's a chakira that would be negeya Bechar, right? It's a chakira that would be negeya Bekurim, maybe, like the Gemara mentioned earlier. So why was it specifically, as it relates to Bechar and Maiser, that it was Pshita Leila Rabbi Yishmael, that Bechar not, whereas as it relates to Maisa Sheni, he wasn't 100% sure. But look at how the Gemara words this question. If Rabbi Yishmael holds that Kedush Rishayin is Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy, Afilu Bechar Nami. Now, one second. Ikosavak Kedush Rishayin is Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy. Rashi shtelled back right in the beginning of the sugya. You see from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel is discussing Maisa Sheni Bizman Azeh, that must be Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy. So Zok Rashi, what does it mean, Ikosavar? What it means is, Ikosavar, that Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy is not only true for Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, but it's also true for Kedusha Beis HaMikdash. That's the Shaila. Meaning, it's clear from the whole Rabbi Yishmael that within the world of Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy, there's Mokim L'Chalik between Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and then Kedushas Yerushalayim and maybe Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yishmael holds for sure Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy, that's why there's a Chiyah Ma'isa Sheni. He's Mesupik. What about as it relates to Yerushalayim, right? So the Gemara is now coming and saying, Maikah Savar, as it relates, and this is the way Rashi explains it, with regards to Kedush Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy, by the Beis HaMikdash. So Ikah Savar, Kedush Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavoy, as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash, that Bezunder Kedusha that the Beis HaMikdash has, and the assumption is that if the Beis HaMikdash has its Kedusha, then Yerushalayim is considered Lifnei Hashem, and that, right, what's Yerushalayim's Cheshivas? It's Lifnei Hashem, so Yerushalayim will also have its special Kedusha. Well, if that's the case, I feel the Bechar Nabi, then Bechar, you should be able to eat Bezman Azai. And Ikasav, Kedush Rishayin, Kitchel L'Shaita, V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavai. And if Rabbi Shmuel held Kedush Rishayin is Kitchel L'Shaita, V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavai, as it relates to Kedushas HaMikdash, well then, I feel the Bechar Nabi Tibai. So he was mesupik that even if you Kedush Rishayin, Kitchel L'Shaita, V'loi Kitchel L'Asalavai, but maybe still, Ma'is Hashem, you should be able to eat in Yerushalayim, well then maybe Bechar, you should be able to eat in Yerushalayim as well, or at the very least, he should have the suffix. Again, it's a fancy way of asking a very obvious question. Why was it more poshut to Rabbi Yishmael that the Bechar, you cannot eat Bezman Hazeh in Yerushalayim, than it was as it relates to Ma'aseh Sheni? If anything, it should be totally in this sugya of Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavai, or Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Loi Kitchel L'Asalavai, and again, knowing that you could be Mechalik between Kedusha Sa'aretz and Kedusha HaMikdash, which would affect Kedusha Yerushalayim, but at the end of the day, that's really what this should boil down to, right? Again, we're naming on for Anacha for sure, Eretz Yisrael has its Kedusha, that's why we're having the conversation about Ma'aseh Sheni Bezman Hazeh. Whether or not you should be able to eat Maisa Sheni, or whether or not you should be able to eat the Bechar, should both be Tali in Kedusha Rishayin Kitchel L'Shayit V'Kitchel L'Asalavai as it relates to the Kedusha Sabayis. That's the way Rashi explains it. As it relates to the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, which would affect the status of Yerushalayim Bezman Hazeh, whether we would treat it Lifnei Hashem or we wouldn't treat it Lifnei Hashem. But at the end of the day, L'Chayr, the two should be Tali in each other. Why is it that we view Bechar as objectively being a problem, as opposed to, as it relates to Meiser, somehow we're Mesupik over here, we can hear Tut Stadim, right, depending on how you hold, but at the end of the day, why are we Mesupik as it relates to Meiser, and why is it a double Pashat as it relates to Bechar? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina, Ravina, I'll explain to you. Loimim Rabbi Shmuel held that as it relates to Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha Rishayna, is Kitchel L'Shaita, and it's Loi Kitchel L'Asalavai. And the reason is because if it was Kitchel L'Asalavai, then there's no question that you'd be able to eat the Bechar Bezman Hazeh. And if you could eat the Bechar Bezman Hazeh, you wouldn't be able to say, Makish Maisel Bechar, that you shouldn't be able to eat the Maisel Bezman Hazeh. For sure you'd be able to eat the Bechar Bezman Hazeh. But we're going to Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'loy Kitchel L'Asalavai. The Hacha, and over here, the Bechar that we're talking about, the Rabbi Shmuel Mem, done for a Davar Pashid, would be a problem, is Bechar Shenizrak Damai Koydim Chorban Abayis. It's talking about where there was a Bechar, where the Zrika was done before the Chorban, V'charev abayis, and then the Beis Hamikdash was charev. V'adayim b'sarikayim. It's mamish tishabov, right? The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. V'adayim b'sarikayim, and now you have this basa. And Rabbi Shmuel said, I nemon for a davar pashid umakshin b'sarik l'damoy, that there's a hekish between the basar of the bechar and the dam of the bechar. Okay, ma damoy b'mizbeach, just like the dam requires a mizbeach, right? You couldn't do zrik if there was no mizbeach. Sorry, the mizbeach. So too, the basa would require a mizbeach. Umakish ma'isel b'char, and then we're makish ma'isel b'char, and we say that just like the b'char, you wouldn't be able to eat bezman hazeh, so too, the ma'isel, you wouldn't be able to eat bezman hazeh either. In other words, the makar, that b'char, for sure, you wouldn't be able to eat bezman hazeh, is based on a hekish between the basar and the dam of a b'char. There's an independent hekish that's makish, dam, and b'char, of dam and basar of a bechar. Rashi brings what the hekesh is. It says ves damam tisra galam mizbeach, and it says upsarim yeh loch. And Chazal from here knew a drasha. This is a drasha that's mentioned in other places in Kachem as well. But the bottom line is, there's a hekesh between the basar and between the dam. Okay. So what I learned from that hekesh is that just like noch the chorbin bizman hazeh, if you hold kedusha rishon kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel l'asalavai, as it relates to the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, you wouldn't be able to do this rika. So too, you can't eat the basar as well. And once I know you can't eat the basar based on the hekish of basar adam, I have a hekish between the ma'aseh sheni and the basar of the bechar, and that teaches me that you wouldn't be able to eat the ma'aseh sheni either. Again, the shaila was, why was it pasha to Rabbi Yishmael that you can't eat the basar of the bechar, yet he was mesupik as relates to ma'aseh sheni? Bechar the sopik of ma'aseh sheni is totally in a greisa chakira, right? It's totally in all the sugars of tushu rishayna kitchel shaita v'kitchel asadavai. So the Gemara said, "Mamanav shach yo." One way by Maisa, it should be the same way by Bechar. And if you hold the other way, it should be the other way, right? How did he somehow have some independent piece of information as related to Bechar that somehow didn't relate to Maisa? The answer is right here. Because when it comes to Bechar, there's a hekish between Basar to Dam and Bizman Hazeh. Assuming we hold Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel L'Asalavi, which is the Gemara's Hanach. La'olam Kesava Kitchel L'Shaita V'Loi Kitchel L'Asalavi, right? That's why it has to be la'olam kasava kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel l'asalavi, because it's based on the fact that bezman hazeh you couldn't do the zrika, and that's only true if it's like kitchel l'asalavi. So I know bezman hazeh, because of like kitchel l'asalavi, you can't do the zrika. Avifli, you can't do the zrika. So then makish basar adam, you wouldn't be able to eat the basar either. And if you can't eat the basar, so then I have a hekish between the basar and the meiser, and that's how I'm going to know you won't be able to eat the meiser either. So again, the question was: is there some objective piece of information as it relates to the bechar? A little long-winded, but the short answer is yes, there is. Makish, basa, ladam. What's the heckish? No dam. Why no dam? Oh, because kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shaita v'loy kitchel l'asalavi. I thought we're going the whole sugi kedusha rishayna kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalavi. That's as it relates to kedusha Eretz Yisrael. This is as it relates to kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, two different in Yonim, and as it relates to Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash, Loi Kitchel HaSalavai, the dam is not dam that's Roi L'Zrika, that makes the basar not Roi L'Achila. I can't eat the basar of the Bechar. Well, if that's the case, you can't eat Ma'aseh Sheni either. Why? Based on the other Hekish. What was the other Hekish? V'achalto lifnei Hashem alakecha b'makam ha'shiyivcha l'shakin shmai Hashem. Right, we're talking about eating. Ma'aseh degon chati roishcha v'yitzarecha, which includes Ma'aseh Sheni, which means Bechar. So there's a hekesh between Maisa Sheni and the Basar of the Bechar, and there's a hekesh between the Basar of the Bechar and the Dam of the Bechar. The Gemara has, however, one more kashan. That is, V'chidavar alamed behekesh, chayuzum malamed behekesh. So one of the rules in Kachem is that anything that's learned out from a hekesh cannot be chayuzum malamed behekesh. It's like a din. Exeris hakasav. Davar alamed behekesh is not chayzer malamed behekish. So l'chayra, this halacha would seem to be a very, very strong violation of this principle, because basar bechar is a davar alamed behekish from dam bechar, and it's being chayzer malamed to ma'aseh sheni. So how could you do that? So the Gemara says, no, ma'aseh dagan chulinu, ma'aseh sheni is considered chulin. And being that it's considered chulin, it's not going to be a problem. But the Gemara says it's totally in a shayla. That's all good according to Mandama that holds. Basalama does lean on that when it comes to this shayla of Dover Alamed Behekish, whether it's Chayzim Alamed Behekish or not, that's when you try to determine whether something is considered a hektish, like something's considered kachim, or it's not considered hektish. So if you hold that, you go basa the lamed, meaning you look at the end user, who's the last, I want to learn with regards to suge, from something where that something was lamed the hektish. So if you look at the lamed, then you're right, because what's the lamed over here? Maisa sheni. Maisa sheni, you'll tell me, is considered chul, but it couldn't be lamed that holds. There you go, basa the lamed, mayikala meymar, right? Because what's the lamed? Basa b'char, and basa b'char is for sure kachim. So what happened to the principle of Dover Alamed Behekish is not Chayzer Malamed Behekish when it comes to Kachim. So the Gemara says, interesting answer, and that is Dam Ubasar Chadam Milsehi. That even though the Basar was learned from Dam with a Hekish, but we view them as one thing, they come from the same carbon, so we don't view them as two independent things. So when do we say Dover Alamed Behekish, not Chayzer Malamed Behekish? That's when I'm taking two halachas that are different halachas, I'm stelling them too via hekish, right? Let's say like meiser and bechar, it's two separate zachen. Via hekish, I could stell the two of this together. That's when we say davar alam behekish is not chayzim alam behekish. But being that the dam and the basa are considered one thing, so it doesn't fall into this rule, and for that reason, this is not going to be an issue either way. Exhale. Next topic. So the next topic of the daf is going to be Meiser Sheni. So we had a little bit of Meiser Sheni in this last Gemara that we just learned, but it came in more B'derech Agav. We were really focusing on Bikurim, right? The only reason we had that last Braisa with regards to Meiser Sheni was because we thought from that Braisa we could bring a Raya that Kriyas Bikurim is not Makar. But really, the first half of the Daf was discussing the laws of Bikurim. Now, the second half of the Daf is going to discuss the halachas of Meiser Sheni. Specifically, the Mishnah said on Daf Yizayin Amid Aleph that if somebody eats Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Choyma, he gets Malkus. So in the list of Eloi and Aloikin, we mention someone that eats Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Choyma. The truth is, this is the second time already that we had in the Mishnayos and Perek Eloin Haloiken the idea of somebody getting Malkus because he ate Maisa Sheni in the wrong way. The Mishnah had said on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph that if somebody eats Maisa Sheni, Shaloi Niftu, he's going to get Malkus. So on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says, if you eat Maisa Sheni, Shaloi Niftu, you get Malkus. And Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, the Mishnah says, if you eat Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Choymas Yerushalayim, you get Malkus. If you think about it, L'Choyra, it's one and the same, right? Because what does it mean you ate Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Choyma? It means that it was Loy Niftu, so that you were supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim, and you ate it outside Yerushalayim, right? Because if it was Niftu, you're allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. So L'Choyra, someone that eats Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Choyma, and someone that eats Maisa Sheni, Shalai Niftu, is doing the same thing. Right? If you ate the Maisa Sheni, Shen Niftu, Chutz L'Choyma, you did nothing wrong. And if you ate Maisa Sheni, Shalai Niftu, in Yerushalayim, you also did nothing wrong. That's a mitzvah. So L'Choyra, eating Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Choyma, and eating Maisa Sheni, Shalai Niftu, is the same thing. It means that you had Maisa Sheni, you weren't paid that you ate it outside Yerushalayim. So L'Choyra, the Mishnah is repeating itself. It's different language. It's a different nusach, but L'Choyra, it's the same exact answer. So Freik the Gemara, Tanina Chadazimna, the Mishnah said, if somebody eats Maisa Sheni, Chutz L'Choyma, he's going to get Malkus. Didn't we already have that in the Mishnah? It said Maisa Sheni, V'Hekta Shaloi Niftu, which by definition means you ate it Chutz L'Yerushalayim, because if you ate it in Yerushalayim, and it was Loi Niftu, you did a mitzvah. That's not a reason to get Malkus. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, you have to say, Seifa, the second Mishnah is Maisa Sheni, Tahar V'Gavra Tar. Meaning the Mishnah that says this, that if you eat Maisa Sheni outside the Choyma, you're going to get Malkus. It's talking about where the Maisa Sheni was Tahar. The person was Tahar. The only Avera was that you ate it outside Yerushalayim. Meaning you're Tahar, the Maisa Sheni is Gvaldig. You ate it outside Yerushalayim. That's not something you're allowed to do. You're going to get Malkus. The Ka'achel Chutz L'Choyma. That's what the problem is. Reisha, however, the first mission is talking about the Maisa Sheni Tameh, where the Maisa Sheni itself was Tameh, or not and, or the Gavra Tameh. The Gavra was Tameh, the Ka'achel Ebi Yerushalayim. And he was eating it in Yerushalayim. And that too is going to be a problem. In other words, the Mishnah on Yud Zayin said, first you ate it outside Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's what you did. Everything is perfect, other than the fact that you ate it in the wrong place. You got Malkus, a lot of the Torah, now that it might change outside Yerushalayim. The mission that Yud Gimel is talking about, where really you ate it in Yerushalayim. So what was the problem if you ate in Yerushalayim? The problem was that either you were Tameh, or the Maisa Sheni was Tameh. And it's Mavur in the Mishnah then, that a person that's Tameh is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni even Yerushalayim, or a person that's Tar is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheni that's Tameh inside Yerushalayim. Now, the reason the Gemara is able to give this teretz is because really the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph never said that you ate it outside Yerushalayim. What it said was you ate the Maisa Sheni Shaloi Niftu. Now, we assumed that, what does it mean Shaloi Niftu? Must have been it was outside Yerushalayim, because if it's in Yerushalayim, what's the problem that it was Lai Niftu? That's what the Gemara's teretz is. The teretz is, no, really it was in Yerushalayim. If it's in Yerushalayim, what's wrong with Lai Niftu? The teretz is because there's Tumah involved. Either the Gavras Tameh, or the Heftz is Tameh, but it's because of the Tzad Tumah that this is going to be an issue. Now, had you been Poyudid, it would have mattered that the Gavra is Tameh, that the Heftz is Tameh. But being that there was no pidyon over here, so it's for that reason that this is going to be an issue. What's the Makar? Okay, meaning the way the Gemara just answered, in the world, the way the Gemara just explained the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, essentially what the Mishnah is saying is something that we didn't realize. And that is that if someone's Tameh and eats Ma'aseh Sheni Yerushalayim, or if someone is tar, but he eats Maisa Sheni that's Tomei in Yerushalayim, he gets Malkus. Now, if he gets Malkus, must be there's a Makar in the Torah somewhere that it's Aser. Not only a Makar in the Torah that it's Aser, that has to be an Azara, right? It has to be a Loisase in order to get Malkus. The Gemara wants to know what is the Makar, and the Gemara brings another Braisa, the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, Reb Shimon said, we say in the parasha of Vidui Meiser, Lo biyarti mimenu betomei. Right? I didn't eat, I didn't consume the Meiser when I was tomei. What does it mean? Bein chani tomei v'utomei. Bein chani tar v'utomei. Betomei means any tzad tomei. Doesn't matter if the gavru was tomei, the chefza was tomei. Either way, in Vidui Meiser, you have to acknowledge the fact that you didn't violate this in a state of tomei. Now, this is all the Braisa talking. Reb Shimon, where is there an azara? I mean, if the person is saying Lo biyarti mimenu betomei, so must be that would be a problem, right? So where do you find in the Torah Nazara that should be an issue? Any idea? That I don't know. So the Gemara interrupts and says, once you don't know, Reb Shimon, Tumas Agube Hedyiksim. It's a Mefurish, a pasuk in the Torah. That person's not letting Maisa Sheni when his guf is Tameh. It says, Nefesh HaShasigaboy V'Tama Ad Ha'arev V'lo Yoicham in a Kachem. It's talking specifically about Kachem Maisa Sheni. So you see clearly that someone that has Tumas Aguf is not letting eat Maisa Sheni. Elo Tumas Atzma Minai. So the Gemara says, must be the one Reb Shimon said, V'Heicham Muzra La'achila any idea. I didn't mean Tumas Aguf, but he meant Tumas Atzma. Meaning, we're saying that Tumah means Sai Tumas Aguf, Sai Tumas Chefza, right? Bench Ani Tameh Vehutar, Bench Ani Tar Vehutameh. As it relates to Ani Tameh Vehutar, that we have the Azara for. But the question is, what's the Azara for Ani Tar Vehutameh? So now we return to the Braisa. The Chsiv, right? This is referring back to the Braisa. So Reb Shimon first said, Eni Yedei, and then he explained. He said, the Chsiv, it says in the Torah, Loisucha Lacha B'Sharecha. Okay, that's by Maisa Sheni. Ulahalo Noimer, and it says over there, regarding the Bechar, B'Sharecha Toichlenu, HaTameh VeHatar. That bechor that has a mum, you're allowed to eat bisharecha, and you can eat it hatomei vahatar. What does that mean? Tank v'Rabbi Shmuel afilu tomei v'tahar oichlin bekara achas ve'ein choshishin. That a tomei and a tahar allowed to eat bekara achas, and you don't have to be worried. Meaning a bechor that has a mum, an animal bechor that has a mum, you can check it. You can eat it bisharecha wherever you want to eat it in Eretz Yisrael, and not just that, you can eat the tomei and the tahar yachta. Meaning a tomei and a tahar can eat it together. If a tomei and a tahar can eat it together, that means there's no problem of tomei at all. I mean, the Tomei, Tumas Aguf is not a problem. And if the Chefza becomes Tomei, it's also not a problem, right? Because you see from the fact that the Tomei can eat it, Tumas Aguf is not a problem. And you see from the fact that the Tahar can eat it together with the Tomei, that even though he's Tahar and the Chefza is going to become Tomei, because he's eating together with the Tomei who's being Metam with the Chefza, that's also not a problem. So you see from here that when it comes to Bechar, there's no issue of Tumah. Okay. The Kamer Rachmana, and when the Torah said, Lesucha Lacha B'Sharecha, what the Torah is saying is as follows. Heich Tomei, the Sharilach, Gabi Tar, Hasam, that Indian of Tomei, meaning that Chefts of Tomei, that we said by Bechar, the Tar is allowed to eat, Hacha Loi Seichel, over here, when it comes to Meiser, over here, it's already going to be a problem. So what is the Makar that if somebody is Tar, is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni, that's Tomei, it says, Lesucha Lacha B'Sharecha, B'Sharecha sends me to the parish of Bechar, by the Bechar, it says, Mefurish, that the tummy and the tar are allowed to eat it together, and that the tummy and the tar are allowed to do together when it comes to ma'aseh sheni is a problem, that's how you know a nazara that that's going to be an issue. Either way, the Gemara said, again, that the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that said that if somebody eats ma'aseh sheni shalai niftu, it's talking not about where you ate regular ma'aseh sheni outside Yerushalayim, because that's the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin. What's it talking about? You were in Yerushalayim. So what's the problem? The problem is either you were tameh or the ma'aseh sheni was tameh. And both of those things are Elohim Aloikins, and the makar to that is this price of Rav Shimon. It says Nefesh Hashasiga by Betama Ador of Eloyecham and Akachim. That's a makar that someone that's tummy is not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni. And from the fact that it says Suchalacha B'Sharecha with the Tzushtal to the Bachar, we know that a tar is also not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni. That's all a problem we're even in Yerushalayim, and that's what the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel is referring to. It says the Gemara Uminolon de Bar Ptiyu. How do you know that if you want to be Poyda Ma'aser Sheni, that's Tameh, you're allowed to be Poydet even in Yerushalayim? So ordinarily, the rules of Pidya Ma'aser Sheni are that you could be Poydet only outside Yerushalayim. Right, so if you want to eat the Ma'aser Sheni only in Yerushalayim, and if you want to be Poydet the Ma'aser Sheni only outside of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, how do you know that once Ma'aser Sheni is Tameh, being that you can't eat it even in Yerushalayim, if you want to be Poydet, you can be paid it even in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, now I know that. Dom Rabbi Yes, not my exchange shouldn't be paid the noise, I feel in Yerushalayim. How do you know my exchange that becomes somebody allowed to be paid in Yerushalayim? Time and it says in the Torah, Kiloy Suchal Se'esai. So this pasuk is going to be an important pasuk now for the next part of the daf. So it says, this is the pasuk of Pidya Ma'aseh Sheni. V'chiyirba Mimcha Aderech, Kiloy Suchal Se'esai. So a person has Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni has to be in Yerushalayim. However, he's far away from Yerushalayim. V'chiyirba Mimcha Aderech. Literally, it was too difficult to carry. Because you're just too far from the chosen land, right? From Yerushalayim. So then the Torah says, next pasuk, you can go ahead and you could be poyted. It says, Rabbi Eliezer, it says in the Torah, so literally, it's far away, it's too heavy for you to carry all these, right? The peiros that require to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But says Rabbi Eliezer, the word se'es could also mean something else. The ain't se'es el achila. You find that the word se'es means achila. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayisa masois me'es panov. And that's talking about why Yosef and the brothers, and the word masois over there means food. What's the point? The point is that what the pasuk is saying is that if you want to be poido, one of two boxes need to be checked off. Number one, the chiyir b'memcha haderech, you're outside of Yerushalayim. Number two, kiloy suchal se'esai. You can't not carry it, eat it. You can't eat it in Yerushalayim. Why can't you eat it? Because it's tummy. Oh, so if you can't bring it there because you're outside Yerushalayim, you can be poyded. Or even if you're there and you just can't, it's not kiyirchak. You're in Yerushalayim, Malish. You're in the old city. The problem is you can't eat it. Oh, you can't eat it. That's another reason for you to be able to be poyded. Amra, bibi. If you look at the pasuk, it says v'chiyir b'memcha aderech. It sounds like maybe you have to be far away, right? For example, in the sugi is Pesach sheni, right? Not ma'aseh sheni, Pesach sheni. So there's an idea of derech rechoika. There's a whole sugi. What's a derech rechoika? Here too, it sounds a little bit like v'chiyir b'memcha aderech. You have to be b'derech rechoika. But say, Rabbi, in the name of Rav Asi, how do you know that ma'aseh sheni tar? You could be paid outside Yerushalayim afilu b'psiach, that's even if you want to step away. Shenema, because it says in the pasuk, kiloy suchal se'esai. Se'esai means carrying, right? That's a little definition. And the Torah didn't just say v'chiyir b'memcha aderech. The Torah said v'chiyir b'memcha aderech kiloy suchal se'esai. So it sounds like as long as you would have to carry it, even if you're not far away, your mamish a stone's throw. You're a step away. It doesn't matter. As long as you need to do a ma'isa se'esai, a ma'isa carrying, that's enough for you to be able to be poyda. So even though on the one hand it does say v'chiyir b'memcha aderech, but at the same time it also says kiloy suchal se'esai, and from there we learn that as long as you would have to carry it, even if you're a psiach outside Yerushalayim, you'd be able to be poyda. The Gemara says, how could you darshan kiloy suchal se'esai? L'chayra, that word se'esai is already taken. Didn't we just use it for Rabbi Eliezer to teach me that you're allowed to be poyda the ma'aseh sheni, you taught me even Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, I hear, but im kein, if all it was coming to teach me was Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, le makra loy suchal lo'oichloi. Right, isn't that a more traditional way of saying eat? Oichloi. Say Esau, Metagzeira Shava, from Yosef, I hear. But at the end of the day, it should have said Oichle, Maise Esau. So from the fact that it said Esau, that's how I know it's coming to teach me carry. But the Gemara says, Oibazeve, Ema Kulay Lahachi Udasa. Meaning Bishlaim, if Kulay Suchalay Esau is not coming to teach me anything, it's extra. So then I'll learn out from Vayisa, Maso Ismeis Pondor, from Abelia Zalachi, Labi, Poit, Maise Shani, told me even in Yerushalayim. But now that you tell me I need the word Esau to teach me a halacha, and I need that word Esau, so it's more Mestava that Esau means, not Oichle, because usually we would say Oichle. So maybe it's only coming to teach me this halacha, that even if you're a psia achas out, right? For sure it sounds like that's what the pasuk is coming to say. Oh, but don't think you literally have to be far away, as long as it's kiloy sucha seisai, as long as you have to carry it. But the Gemara says, it's also not the perfect word, because it would have said litloy, that's the more traditional word. Why seisai? Shma mino tarte. So from the fact that the Torah said the word seisai, I actually know two drashas. So usually one word is one drasha, right? But here it's one word that teaches me two drashas. Because if it only meant achil, it would have said oichloy, and if it only meant carrying, it would have said litloy. From the fact that it says seisai, so I end up learning two great halachas from this word. Number one, ma'aseh sheni, tell me you can be poyta even in Yerushalayim. Number two, you don't have to be bederech rechayka. Even if you're one psia outside of Yerushalayim, that's enough. You have to be poyta the ma'aseh sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Another halacha, Yosef, Rav Chanina, Rav Hoshia, v'kami boyulu apischa, di Yerushalayim mahu. So Rav Chanina, Rav Hoshia were both clarifying the following question. What would be if the person is literally in the entranceway of Yerushalayim? You're not even a psia achas out. You're even closer. I mean, how could you be closer? So the Gemara is going to explain. You're even closer than that. Could you be paid or could you not be paid? So the Gemara says, let's break this down a little bit. Pshita, that's obvious. That hu b'chutz, if the person is outside Yerushalayim, hu masoy b'fnim, but the load that he's carrying is inside, then kaltu mechitzes. Then the halach is kaltu mechitzes. At that point, for sure you wouldn't be able to be paid. Meaning, you're mamish in Yerushalayim, but not mamish, because then we're not having this conversation, right? So if the case is where you're maybe outside, but the masos bifnim, that's pasha. That was not the shayla of Chanina, Rav Yishu was sitting in Klaren. Because it's for sure, kaltu mechitzes, you won't be able to be poited. And by the way, the halach of kaltu mechitzes states that once Peiros, once Ma'aseh Sheni enters Yerushalayim, even if it leaves Yerushalayim, the halach can't be poited. So for sure, the minute it goes into the airspace of Yerushalayim, it gets this inyan of kaltu mechitzes, and at that point, for sure, you won't be able to be paid. Who bifnim masoy bechutz ma'al? So the shaila must have been the other way around. What would be if the person was inside Yerushalayim, but the load that he was carrying was bachutz, was outside Yerushalayim? What would be the halach over there? So the Gemara says, Tanala hu saba b'derei Rav Shimon bar Yochai, said it was an elder yid who had some information from the yeshiva Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and he said as follows. It says in the pasuk, ki yirchak mimcha ha mokoim mimi luacha, and the way we touch the word mimcha is mimcha doesn't just mean you, but rather mimcha Rashi mikol milui shalcha umase shal adam chashev milui. Meaning the only time you can be poida is if you're outside of Yerushalayim, and miluacha is also outside Yerushalayim. So if only you're outside Yerushalayim, that's not enough for you to be able to be poida. If you're outside Yerushalayim and your masa is outside Yerushalayim, it's then that you'd be able to be poida. But the point is that in the event that it's not that you and your masa are both outside Yerushalayim, so then already the halach is you can't be poida. So again, when could you be poida? When it's ki yirchak mimcha mokka. And what does mimcha mean? It means mi miluacha. So if you and your masa are removed, so then the halach is it can be poida. But to the extent even you are inside Yerushalayim, so now it's chaser, and at that point you won't be able to be poida. But Rapapa said nokale bekanya mai. What would be if the person was inside Yerushalayim? The food, however, was outside Yerushalayim, and he was carrying the food not on his shoulder, but he was carrying it on a kanya. He was carrying it on a pole. What's the shayla? So the way Rashi explains the shayla, being that he's not carrying it on his shoulder, is the load then considered miluacha? Or maybe then it's not considered miluacha. So if it's not considered miluacha, so maybe that's completely separate, and maybe over there the halacha is going to be different. The Gemara says, Teiku, Rapapa did not know the answer to this. Shaila. Amr Abasi, Amr Abiyach, more related to Ma'aseh Sheni. Ma'aseh Sheni, Me'imis HaChayav and Olam. When does a person become Chayiv in Ma'aseh Sheni? Meaning, when is it that you're not allowed to eat Ma'aseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim? So you ready for a big Chiddush? It's only when it enters Yerushalayim. So until the Ma'aseh Sheni enters Yerushalayim, there's no chiyev, there's no malchus for eating Ma'aseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim. Right? This is very similar to the halacha that we saw earlier as it relates to Bikurim. Over here, it's me'emosai chayov and olav, it's mishero pnei hachoyma. So as soon as it's ro pnei hachoyma, that's when the isuk. My time, what's the makar to this? Amakra, because it says in the pasuk, with regards to ma'aseh sheni, ki'im lefnei Hashem Elokecha toich lenu. Okay. Viksiv, and the pasuk also says, loisucha lechol. So we darshan in this false kolecha the karina bei lefnei Hashem alaykecha. Whenever the ma'aseh sheni was lefnei Hashem alaykecha, karina bei loisucha lecha b'sharecha. That's when you have the laugh that you're not allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Of kolecha like karina bei lefnei Hashem alaykecha toich lenu. If, however, it didn't enter yet Yerushalayim, it wasn't ro pnei achoyma, so you don't have the mitzvah. It didn't come to the point where it was shayich yet lefnei Hashem alaykecha toich lenu. Like karina bei loisucha lecha b'sharecha, you're not going to have the laugh of loisucha lecha b'sharecha. Freit gemara kasha meisvei. From another hard price, third one of the day. Rabbi Yossi said, "Koyin shall also be yodei te'eno, a koyin that picked up a te'eno, shall tevel, it was tevel, and he wanted to eat it." Okay, Amar, he said, right, just because a koyin's allowed to eat truma doesn't mean he's allowed to eat tevel, he's not allowed to eat tevel. So he wanted to eat this te'eno. And he said, "Te'eno zu, this te'eno, trumasa ba'ukza, the ukits of the te'eno, I want to be truma. My serishim betzvoina, I guess the part that's facing north, should be my serishim. My sasheni ledroima. Vishnas Ma'aseh Sheni b'Yerushalayim." And when he said Ma'aseh Sheni l'droima, it was a Ma'aseh Sheni year, right? Not every year of the Shemitah cycle is there a Chiyah Ma'aseh Sheni, but this was a Ma'aseh Sheni year. And it happened to have been in Yerushalayim. That's the part of this price that we're going to need, by the way. Oy Ma'aseh Oni, or it was a Ma'aseh Oni, and it wasn't even Yerushalayim, it was Begvulin. So the halacha is, achla, if after the Kohen did this, he went ahead and ate it, so again, this is a big tumul here. A koyin picks up a te'ena, he wants to eat it. He knows it's tevel, so he has to be mafresh truma ma'aseris. So what did he do? He said the ukit should be truma. He was mafresh truma. He was mafresh ma'aser rishoy, and he was mafresh the ma'aser sheni or the ma'aser oni, depending on what year it was. If it was ma'aser sheni, he was mafresh it, and he's even in Yerushalayim. That's a good thing, because he has to be ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. If it was ma'aser oni, he could be in anywhere he was. And then he took a bite out of this te'ena. Loika achas, he's going to get a malchus. Why is he getting malchus? What didn't he do? It was mafish truma. It was mafish meiser rishon. He did meiser sheni, meiser ani. So which one's missing? Truma's meiser, because you have to be mafish truma's meiser for meiser rishon. And until you mafish truma's meiser for the meiser rishon, it's tevel, and that's why it's going to be a problem. Vizar shachlo. What would be if a zar would eat it? Like each time, he'd get malchus twice. Why twice? It's tevel because you weren't mafish meiser rishon, and he also ate truma. And the braisa says gishmak shilu betchila achlo. Had the Zar just taking a bite out of his te'ena before the koyin got us all confused, right? Then ene loike alachas, he would have gotten malchus once. Why would we gotten malchus once? Because he ate tevel. But now that this tevel and this truma, it's to add insult to injury, so now already he's going to be loike a shnayim. Okay, what we need is one thing. The Braisa had mentioned that he was mafresh ma'aser sheni l'droima, v'hishnas ma'aser sheni, v'hu b'Yerushalayim. Time of the Isa b'Yerushalayim. It sounds like the only reason he's not getting malchus for eating the ma'aser sheni is because he was in Yerushalayim. Ha b'Gvulin. Let's say he would have been b'Gvulin. Then there would have been another issue, right? And you could tag on the fact that he also ate ma'aser sheni. And if that's the case, loika shalish, right? As it relates to the Tzar, he'd get malchus three times. And afal gafta la v'roya p'nei chayma. Even though, right, it doesn't sound like it ever saw Yerushalayim. Meaning, we're saying that had it not been in Yerushalayim, would have gotten malchus for leisuch alach v'sharecho. Even if it never entered Yerushalayim. So the Mar says, who said it never entered Yerushalayim? Da'ai livafki. Whatever the case would have been, where it was in Yerushalayim, and then you ate it outside Yerushalayim, that's where the dig would have been. But the Gemara says, I'll tell you why the Gemara didn't think that was the case. Because, what's the chiddush? In other words, the Gemara is bothered with a high-level question with this brisa. It's a nice brisa, it's a little confusing. But at the end of the day, what's the chiddush over here? What is the chiddush in this brisa? Are we any smarter in the world of Trumas and Maestris now that we saw this brisa than we were previously? No. There's no chiddush in this brisa. It's a nice, cute brisa. But at the end of the day, what exactly did we learn from this brisa that we didn't otherwise know? So the Gemara says that bishleima, if you're going to tell me, this is the whole cheshma, by the way, told the Mishnah. Bishleima, if you're going to tell me that there's a chiddush here as it relates to Maisa Sheni B'Yerushalayim. And what would that chiddush be? Oh, that it's also to eat Maisa Sheni Chutz B'Yerushalayim, even if it never entered Yerushalayim. Okay, so now we're talking. That's a chiddush. But if you're going to deny that, my lemer. So the reason the Gemara's instinctive reaction was that Habigvulun like a shalish afal gafta labroy pnei chayma is because probably that is the chiddush, because otherwise, now it's a funny way to bring out this chiddush, I hear, but at the end of the day, at least now there's a pshat and there's a chayvase bayulamay to this braisa. But if the braisa is not teaching me this chiddush, then as far as I know, it's not teaching me any chiddush. So what's the point in the whole braisa? So you're going to tell me the ayli the afki. I could have told you the ayli the afki also. But the point is, ihachi maila meimra. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you maila meimra. Lo'ilam, it's talking about where it had been roya pnechan. Right? That's not the chiddush over here. You can't bring me any rayas from here that there's an iser to eat ma'isa sheni chutz Yerushalayim even if it wasn't not roya pnei chayim. Meaning, if the halacha is under Amayram said Amar Avask Amar Rabbi Yochanan ma'isa sheni me'emes achayav and labish roya pnei chayim, this brayse is for sure not a steer to it. It zikr doesn't say mefurish in the brayse not that way. Your whole problem is ma'ila me'emra. I'll give you another possible chiddush. In fact, Gemara is going to give two. Here's the first one. The Gemara says how come Ma'yaskinon? The case is talking about the ailinu b'tivlayu. It's talking about where these Paris had once been in Yerushalayim, and they were in Yerushalayim in a state of Tevel. The Kasavar and Reb Yosi is of the opinion that Matanos Shaloi Hormu, Kemisha Hormu Damyan. That Matanos Shaloi Hormu are really Kemisha Hormu Damyan. Meaning, if somebody has Tevel, on some level we can view the Tevel as if the Trumas and Maestris were already Hufrish from the Tevel. Matanos Shaloi Hormu, it's a Ke'ilu, it's Kemisha Hormu Damyan. So being that the Tevel had already entered Yerushalayim, that makes it as if the Maisa Sheni after Yamafrashe had entered Yerushalayim. And it's for that reason, if you would have eaten a Bigvulin, you would be like her. So the reason if you would eat a Bigvulin, you would be like her is not because, even though it never entered Yerushalayim, because that's not true, it has to enter Yerushalayim. It's because it did enter Yerushalayim. When did it enter Yerushalayim? It entered Yerushalayim when it was in a state of Tevel. And forget, that is the Chiddush. The question is, Maid Lamemer, what's the Chiddush? That is the Chiddush. The Chiddush is, Matonish Shaloi Hormuz Kemisha Hormu Damyon, and that if you take Tevel and you bring it into Yerushalayim, it's as if you brought actual Maisa Shein into Yerushalayim, and it's for that reason, if you eat it now outside Yerushalayim, you're going to get Malkus. Again, what the Braisa said as it relates to Maisa Shein in Yerushalayim is that if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, you're going to get Malkus. Now, truth never even said that. It said that when you eat it in Yerushalayim, so that's why you're only being like Achas or Shtayim. Vice versa, if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, it'd be another Malkus. Right? And the Gemara is saying that it's only true because the Tevel had been in Yerushalayim, which is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that we say Matanish Shloi Hurmu Kemisha Hurmu Dam. But the Gemara says, Savra Rabbi Yosi Matanish Shloi Hurmu Kemisha Hurmu Dam. Could it be the Rabbi Yosi holds that Matanish Shloi Hurmu is Kemisha Hurmu Dam? If a tiny bit into the Braisa, Rabbi Shim Ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shim Ben Yehuda said, Mishum Rabbi Yosi, in the name of Rabbi Yosi, Loi Nechlaku Beishami Beisil Al Peiroi Shloi Nigro Melachton V'Avru B'Yerushalayim Shalohem. So we mentioned that once Peiros enter Yerushalayim, you can't be paid to the Peiros even outside Yerushalayim. So there was a machlokes b'shamayim b'sil as it relates to this halacha. And Rabbi Yosi said as follows, that even though there was a machlokes b'shamayim b'sil, the machlokes was not with regards to Peiros shaloi nigmar malachdan, meaning it's not even chayv and maestros yet, that went into Yerushalayim and then outside of Yerushalayim, whether or not you can now be paid it. Because everybody holds you can be poyter. There's no question. Even though it was inside Yerushalayim, because when was it inside Yerushalayim? It was inside Yerushalayim before you were mafresh, but not only before you were mafresh, before it was even chal achiyuf to be mafresh, before it was even nigmar malacht. What was the machloikis? Al perish and nigmar malachton, the obri Yerushalayim. Perish that were nigmar malachton, and then it went through Yerushalayim. Shabbat Shammai holds, Yachser maisesheni shalohem, the yoichal be Yerushalayim. Beishamai holds that being that the Peiros themselves, the Tevel, were in Yerushalayim, so it's for that reason you have to take the Maisa Sheni, bring it back to Yerushalayim, you have to eat it there. Ubeisul, and Beisul says, that if you want to eat it, you can eat it anywhere you want. What does it sound like the Machloikis Beishamai Beisul is? You have Peiros, Tevel, that entered Yerushalayim, now they left Yerushalayim. The question is, can I be poided outside Yerushalayim or can I not be poided? According to Beishamai, I can't. I can't because it was in Yerushalayim. I when it was in Yerushalayim, it wasn't Maisa Sheni yet. It was Tevel, probably because Beis Shammai holds Matanish Shloi Hormuz Kemisha Hormu Damyan. Beis Hill says that no, it's fine. Why is it fine? Because it was there in a state of tevel, and Beisil holds matanei shalei hormu is lav kimisho hormu damyon. What's the Gemara's kashya? Isol kedaisa, you're going to tell me matanei shalei hormu kimisho hormu damyon. Meaning, if Beisil holds matanei shalei hormu is kimisho hormu damyon, hakol tu mechitzas. How could Beisil say that you're allowed to be toided? Elamai Beisil must be of the opinion that matanei shalei hormu is lav kimisho hormu damyon. Well, if that's Shitas Beis Hillel, then that has to be Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi can't pick and choose and say that I hold Matanei Shloi Hormu is Kemisha Hormu Damyon, when this Shaila is really a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Because if machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, you have to pass like Beis Hillel, you can't pass like Beis Shammai. So what did the Gemara want to say? The Pshad in our Brice, so the Chiddush of the Brice is that in the event that the Meiser Sheni went into Yerushalayim in a state of Tevel, then it went out, you eat it, you're going to be over this Leisuch HaLabasharecha, even though it's true, because being that it was there in a state of tevel, that's already enough. Because matana is shalei hormu is kemisha hormu damyon. It's machayu b'shamay Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel holds you don't say kemisha hormu damyon. See, me to tell me Rabbi Yossi holds like Beis Hillel, that doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara said, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, no, it's not fair. Mechitzo lechol deiraiso, mechitzo likloit. The two sugis that we're discussing, the original Rabbi Yossi and the halacha of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is not mamash the same halacha. They're both discussing Ma'aseh Sheni. They're both discussing Ma'aseh Sheni entering Yerushalayim in a state of tevel, but there's a difference. The brayse of Rabbi Yossi is discussing the halacha that you don't get malchus for eating Ma'aseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim unless it was first in Yerushalayim. The machloek of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is discussing the halacha that you're not allowed to be poida Ma'aseh Sheni outside Yerushalayim once it entered Yerushalayim. The difference is the first halacha is a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa that you don't get malchus for Ma'aseh Sheni if it was once in Yerushalayim. This halacha that you can't be poyed to Ma'aseh Sheni once it enters the airspace of Yerushalayim, meaning this halacha of kaltum mechitzes is a din d'rabanon. It's not a din d'oraisa. So lo'y l'mei melucha that Rabbi Yossi holds that matanoi shalei hormu is kemisha hormadam. And that's why, as it relates to the halacha of the Isra to eat Ma'aseh Sheni Chutz Yerushalayim, if it enters Yerushalayim, even in a state of Tevel, so the halacha at that point is, you're going to already be chayiv for loisuch halecha b'sharecha. Why then did Beis Hillel say that in the event that you had Ma'aseh Sheni that entered Yerushalayim in a state of Tevel, and then you took it out, then you can do whatever you want. I thought matanei shalei hormu is kemisha hormu damyon. Teretz says, because the whole din kaltum mechitzes is a din derabanan. I mean that the whole din is a din derabanan. No. Chazal weren't so worried about it. Read it inside. Mechitzo likloit is derabanan. V'chigazi rabanan. When would the rabanan gozer? Ki'isa be'ene. Meaning the whole din of kaltum mechitzes is a din derabanan. So that din derabanan of kaltum mechitzes, the rabbanon will only geyser if it's mamish in that state. But to the extent that it's not mamish in that state, so the chai gavna ready, the chachamim, we're not geyser either way, says the Gemara. You're right. Rabbi Yossi holds that matanish loy hormu is kemisha hormu damyon. At first glance, it would seem at odds to Beis Hillel. It's not at odds to Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel really also holds matanish loy hormu is kemisha hormu damyon. Aye, so why did they say in the sugya of kaltum mechitzes that if it entered a state of tevel and you took it out, no worries? Because that whole din is a din derabanan, and the whole takon of kaltum mechitzes was only put in that oifer. Ravina said a different teretz. He's going back to the original braisa. And the question was, what's the chiddush of the braisa? Right, again, the braisa said, it sounds like if it was begvulin, then really you would get malchus, right? So the kasha is, if there's Bishloim, if you're going to tell me that the chiddush is that big vun, you're going to get malchus, even though it never entered Yerushalayim, so then I understand what the chiddush in this whole sugi over here is. But otherwise, what exactly is the chiddush? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. The case is talking about that the person had entered Yerushalayim, but the peiros had not entered Yerushalayim. Not only had they not entered Yerushalayim, he was carrying it, but he was carrying it bekanya, and kamash malon, that what? That is considered that it entered Yerushalayim, so that if you would eat it now outside Yerushalayim, you would get malchus. Now, if this case sounds familiar, it's because that was Rapapa Shaila. Right, Rapapa wanted to know whether or not that's considered having entered Yerushalayim, or whether that's not considered entering Yerushalayim. Now, what was Rapapa talking about? He was discussing kaltum mechitzes. He was discussing, could you be poyde, could you not be poyde? What are we discussing? We're discussing if you ate it now outside Yerushalayim, are you going to get malchus? You're not going to get malchus. But it's the same difference, right? We were discussing over there whether it's considered entering or not. We're taking a position right now. What's the position? With Ravina saying Pshan and Rabbi Yossi is, that is the whole chiddush, that we view it as if it did enter Yerushalayim. So now if you eat it outside Yerushalayim, you're going to get malchus. When Rapapa declared the Shiloh, what did the Gemara say? Teiku? Well, if Ravina holds that this brice of Rabbi Yosef is coming to tell me one side of Rapapa Shiloh, well, what does that mean? The Tipsha Bayd Rapapa means that we will push it the Ibaya of Rapapa. Either way, today's daf was definitely not the easiest daf in Masechtas Makis. We said that a few times recently, but the bottom line is that not an easy daf. The first half of the daf was discussing different halachas related to Bikurim. Second half of the daf was discussing different halachas related to Ma'aseh Sheni, which, by the way, is three quarters of the reason why this is not an easy daf, because some sugis in Zeraim are not sugis that is our shogar b'fi the right loim de hadaf. But the bottom line is that a whole bunch of, if you do a sikum on the daf, there's a whole bunch of different halachas, a whole kitzur shulchan aruch related to Bikurim, and certainly a whole kitzur shulchan aruch related to Ma'aseh Sheni, but I think we're going to stop here. But as it relates to raid, I see it got late early, but just one very, very short aris will be makatzev, v'makim she'ef shalaharech. And that is that the Gemara in today's daf, as in so many different dafin and shas, discuss the sugya of Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi, or Kedusha Rishayna Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi Kitcha L'Asad Lavoi. In fact, one of the big takeaways from Makis Daf Yutes is that it was clear in the Gemara that Rabbi Shmuel, he was the Tana of the Braisa on Yutes Amar Aleph, was of the opinion that as it relates to the Kedusha V'Eretz Yisrael in Yutrumas and Maestris, Kedusha Rishonos Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavoi. Yet, as relates to Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Beis Hamikdash, could you bring karbonos? Does Ma'aseh Sheni have a din of Lefnei Hashem Lekech that you can eat a bismanas in Yerushalayim, Bekar, Bekurim, etc.? They already was Mesopek. So it was poshut to him that Kedushas Rishonos Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavoi, as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it was very not poshut to him as it relates to the same Shiloh, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavoi, with regards to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, you see from the sugya, it could be mechalek between Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, Inyan Trumas and Maestris, and Kedusha Yerushalayim and Beis HaMikdash, with regards to bringing karbonis and all the halachas of the kachin. The truth is, it's Yodua, the Rambam Shita, as it relates to these Shilohs in Perek Vav and Hilchas Beis HaBchira, is to be mechalek. The Rambam Shita, the Shita, with the Hei Ayidia of Lamaisa, when it comes to understanding Kedushas Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, is to be mechalek. It's to make this distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Stating that, the Rambam's psak is just the opposite from our sugya. The Rambam paskins Lamaisa, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Lashayta V'loy Kitchel Asalavai. Eretz Yisrael does not have Kedusha b'zman hazeh midai raisa as it relates to Chumas u'maisras. Stating that, as it relates to Kedushas Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says, that is Kitchel Asad Lavoi. And the Rambam has a whole shtickle Torah. V'lo ma'ani yoyim rebe mikdash v'yushalayim shekedusha rishayim kitchel Asad Lavoi. U'be kedusha shayra eretz Yisrael din yitzvi yisum ma'is kiyayetz v'am lo'i kitchel Asad Lavoi. And he says a whole shtickle Torah. L'fi shekedusha sa mikdash v'yushalayim v'pnei ha'shchina v'shchina ina b'teilo. As opposed to kedusha eretz Yisrael, that got its kedusha from another source, and that kedusha is batal. But the Rambam Shita is to make this distinction, but 180 degrees. Mamish in the reverse. If you take a look at the Ravid's already masik on the Rambam. You go through the noise of Kalim, but this Gemara that we learned, again, it wasn't the cheshbon of the Gemara, but the hanocha that was mavu in the Gemara, that kedusha rishayin the kitchel l'shaita the kitchel l'asalavei as it relates to Eretz Yisrael, a beloy kitchel l'asalavei as it relates to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash, that already is the shitas harambam to be mechalik. The Rambam grad is mechalik fakert, and if you go through all the nois of Kalim, they work through our sugya and all the different sugyas, but this is a big inyan as it relates to understanding kedusha rishayin the kitchel l'shaita the kitchel l'asalavei. But here's the ha'ara. And that is, we've mentioned many times over the years that the Chassam Sofer, in his Tshuvas, Yerideya Reish Lamed Gimel and Yerideya Reish Lamed Dalet, he talked about Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. And the Chassam Sofer said that it's poshet, that Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh, as in today, in Tavshin Peihe, has a tremendous milo over all the other lands in the entire world. And The Chasam Sofer says that even though we know there's a machloek is Rambam Ravid, and a big tumult in the Rishonim, and a big tumult in Shas, where the Kedusha Rishonim, the Kitchel Shaita, the Kitchel Asalavai, and Loi Kitchel Asalavai, and what about Eretz Yisrael, and what about the Beis HaMikdash, right? Could I go in the Har HaBayis Bezman Hazeh? Could you bring Karbanis Bezman Hazeh? Karban Pesach, Dvarim Atikin V'yudu. Even though this is a huge tumult, and there's some Rishonim that hold that if you go on the Harbayis Bezman Hazeh, Chayv Koris. And there's other Rishonim that hold, not, right, we know all this, Ray. This is Dvarim Atikin if there's ever been. But says the Chasam Sofer, it has nothing to do with this Indian. Whether there's Kedusha or not Kedusha, that's a sugya in Hilchos Trumas HaMaisres. That's a sugya in Bikurim HaMaisa Sheni, like in today's daf. That's Negeya, fun raid when you're learning Kachem, right? It has nothing to do with the crux of the Shaila. Eretz Yisrael Bezman Hazeh, says the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, there's no question in the world, has tremendous milus over every other place in the world. Just read two excerpts from the Chasam Sofer. First one is from Tshuva Reish Lamed Gimel. He writes as follows. He says that the Mishnah says in Masechtas Ksubas, Taf Kuf Yud Amid Beis, Hakol Milo in Yerushalayim. Right? A man can force his wife to go to Eretz Yisrael, and even if they're living in Eretz Yisrael, he can force his wife to move from the suburbs into Yerushalayim. Says the Chasam Sofer, Misham Yavin. From that sugya, it's very obvious to extract the Chol Masha Amru, the Kedusha Sam Mokem HaMikdash Loi Batal, V'achoynim Soviv Mikorim Mikudoshim Tveh. Says Azai. So he says, and as it relates to this, Loikivanti le'inyukim amitzvus akluim ba'aretz abimikdash. I'm not talking about kiyum amitzvus akluim ba'aretz abibes hamikdash, because that's already a whole different Indian. The mikom makom al kaponim. Regardless of what your stance is in these sugyas, kedushas beis alikim v'zeh shara shamayim loy batal v'loy yispatal ki einanu oiskim em chayev korus anichnas l'arbayis bezman hazeh oiloy ki may ichbas lombozeh. Right? We're not doing that anyway. So what difference does it make? Aval ikiru b'mashem b'mokom har meriyo u'shara shamayim. The ikar is that the Hara Meiria, where the Kaisel is today, that is the Shara Shamayim. That is the entranceway to the heavens. Atshalozen is chavin marik b'tshuva sha'avi lamato. V'terem niskadish ha'aretz. Before Eretz Yisrael even got Kedusha. Al yidei Yoshua v'Ezra. Right, when did Eretz Yisrael get Kedusha? The sugis of Kedusha Rishayna. What's Kedusha Rishayna? Shobinot. What's Kedusha Shni? It's Ezra. V'terem niskadish ha'aretz al yidei Yoshua v'Ezra. Kvar ekrivu sham adam harishayin. V'noyach. V'nekod Yitzchak. V'cholam Yaakov Sulam. V'shuv Nelam. Achehei Rashem Einem b'mei David Melech Olav Shalom. Right, there's nothing to do with that. So you find that even before Eretz Yisrael got Kedusha, Adam Arishon brought his carbon there. Noach brought his carbon there. Cain and Hevel brought their carbon. Why would they bring their carbonus there? It's before Kedusha Rishon, the Kitchel, the Shaita, the Kitchel, the says the Chasam Sofer, it's obvious that that Mokum has a Maila. It has a Maila even without the Sugi of Kedusha Rishon. Right? There's no reason that today the Mokum HaMikdash should have less Mailas than it had in the times of Adam Arishon, in the times of Noach. Where was that Akedah? It was on the Har HaMeriah. So why should that? I mean, you want to tell me it's not what it was when there was a Beis HaMikdash, because Kedusha Rishon Kitchel Shaita V'Lo Kitchel L'Asalav. I hear that. You can clear. It's up to Chasam Sofer. But it can't be worse than it was before Yeshua Ben Nun gave it Kedusha. It can't be worse than it was before that. So good. Al Koponim, that Maila, for sure it should have. Read another excerpt. This is from Tshuva Reish Lamed Dalet. V'ine l'chayra mashma, lo'y mishom mitzvah satluim ba'aretz v'yushalayim koifin. This Indian of koifin and that sugi in the end of ksubas has nothing to do with the mitzvah satluim ba'aretz. Ela mishom kedushas atzma. V'chaladar b'chutz la'aretz do'y mikmisha en lo'y lo'y ka. It's related more to that Indian. And then he goes and he brings from a Tashbitz, that the Tashbitz already said this. And then he said as follows. Even then you see it had all these gewaldige milas. So Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, they have milus regardless of Kedusha Rishonah. Again, the Raya of Chasam Sofer is gewaldic, because even Kedusha Rishonah first came about in the times of Yeshua Benon. V'aknani v'aprizi oz ba'aretz, right? Alzeh anudonin right now. That's what's going on. And that kufa, you see, Eretz Yisrael has tremendous milus. So if Eretz Yisrael had tremendous milus during those times, why should Eretz Yisrael today be any different than that? Like, this gets far plunted sometimes, but this is very clear. Kedusha, yeah, nah, I hear it. This is all gewaldic. Tzvi Eretz Kalasher, all that rain. Look, why should Eretz Yisrael have less Kedusha than it did in the times of Avraham Avinu? That's what the Chassam Sofer is saying. That's his Ikka Nakuta. And then he brings from the Chesed Avraham, he brings some Kabbalah, and he explains it a little bit more, but the bottom line is, that's Be'erich, what's going on over there. So I'll just tell you one additional Marim. We've mentioned this Chassam Sofer a few times, but just one Marimakim Chadasha that I saw recently, and this was in the Sefer Ha'aretz Asher Areka. So the Mechab of Aretz Asher Areka is Reb Shneur Burton, and he wrote a Sefer that's very, very Kaleya, all things related to Eretz Yisrael, and he mamish goes through the Indian, mamish from understanding mitzvah sish of Eretz Yisrael to the Shalosh Shvuos, and mamish, he goes through the whole Indian. Amevin Yavin, Ayin Shom. It's a Sefer that really goes through this Indian very, very stark. So Toich Dvarov, he brings a letter that was written by the Minsk Gadol. Or Gadol, right? So the Minsk Gadol, who in little lore was, you know, from the great Iluyim in the times of Reb Chaim and the Netziv and Reb Schachanan, right? He was one of the Gedoyle, Gedoyle, Gedoyle Olam. So this is in a letter that was printed in a Sinai journal. And he was talking about Eretz Yisrael. So he said as follows. He said, Devada yeshivas Eretz Yisrael mitzvah hi af bezman hazeh. Now, it's Yudua that there's machloik is Rambam and Ramban. Where there's a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? Rambam's not moina anywhere, mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And Ramban is Ashmatas Ha'es and says, when he goes through the list of all the mitzvahs that he believes the Rambam left out, so he mentions Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Ramban is Pirush HaLatayra, and it goes down in history as a machloik is Rambam Ramban. Whether there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or there's no mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So he says as follows: the vada yeshivas eretz Yisrael mitzvi af bezman hazeh. Vine haramban hevias sefri vatoisefto. Valleim boni yisoidoi limnoi says yeshivas eretz Yisrael a mitzvah ben kol tayag mitzvahs. Vehiskim ledvarav harashbitz besifrei zayir rakia. Skipping. Vav sharambam leimana b'minyan mitzvahs. Even though the Rambam himself didn't count yeshivas eretz Yisrael as one of the mitzvahs, the niral adaita she'en a mitzvah min haTorah. And it sounds like the Rambam probably held that there's no mitzvah to leave in eretz Yisrael. Becholze. Said the Minsk Gadol, Afle Daitai Mitzvah Gedol of Rabbi. It's poshut that even according to him, it's a Mitzvah Gedol. Shari Viperi came in Hilchas Melachim, Hevi Lachol Hanidinim. Because the Rambam, even though he never counted it as a Mitzvah, but in Perike in Hilchas Melachim, he brings a whole bunch of halachas. Also, Lotzis Meretz Yisrael, Luchutz Loretz, Vishatov Lodab Eretz Yisrael, Afir Sheruba Akum, Michutz Loretz Beruba Yisrael, Umeayana Mokra Lachol Leila. There must be some mitzvah, said the Mitzvah Gadol. So he said as follows. V'nira, she'ef shaloymer, she'af ledasa Rambam hi mitzvah min ha-Torah. That even according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. He's going to say a big yisoid now. Elo dela beferish itmar, elo bechlol. However, it's not a mitzvah that's mefurish in the Torah. It's a mitzvah that I know miklol. Kloymer. Mimashe ro'inu, she'ho elyoin meireishis. One more time. So Elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mereishis from the beginning of time. Me'ez Asher Niglo, from when he revealed himself, L'Rishoyna, for the first time, L'Tzur Machtzavteinu, right, to the founder of our religion, Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram Avinu the first time he revealed himself? So if you're holding with the Chumash here, this is not a trick question. V'yivchor boy, ubanu zariach lam skulasoy. Kav aloi tekev, what was the first thing he said? Lech lecha me'artzecha umimayladitcha mi'beis avicha elo oretz nasher areka. That was the first thing he told him. And he goes v'ayte, ubechol amira. Ubechol dibor me'itay l'Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom loy mosh zichra mipiv. Go through the psukim. Every single time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Avram Avinu, what is he talking to him about? He's talking to him about Eretz Yisrael. That's mamish all he's talking to him about, right? We let's chazal this. We're going through these psukim right now, right? The first pasuk in Lech Lecha, the first time Hashem talks to Avram Avinu. What's the second time? It's pasuk Zayin. After Avram Avinu enters the land, he comes to Shechem. Vayera Hashem el Avram, vayomer lezarache etein es haaretz azois. Right, vayiven sham mizbeach Hashem. The third time HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram is after Lloyd separated. Vashem Omer El Avram Achrei Yiparod Lloyd Me'imoy Son No Einech Urei Ben Amokim Ashatosham Tzofoyne V'negma V'kedma V'yama. Tomorrow, Mietz Hashem, in Chumash, we're going to learn the parasha of the Prizbein Absarim. It's all about Eretz Yisrael. The next time HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu, which is at the end of the parasha, so he gives him the mitzvah of Mila. And what does he tell him? That there's a bris. Faki Moisi has bris, right? Mila's a bris. Teinu veinach ovin zarach acharech l'deroys from the bris oilam. Lias l'chol l'kimel zarach acharech. V'nasati l'chol zarach acharech. As eretz migurecho. As eretz kenad. L'achuzas oilam. V'yisi lo'em le'ilakim. Every single time HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Avraham Avinu, lo'y mosh zichra mipiv. He doesn't stop talking about this land. V'chein gam li'yitzchak. The Yaakov, who can match a buzz zikra bechol parshiyas atayro mitzvayseh, who bechol pan every single time it's mentioned, loizaz milafara umilachavava umilaroyim erka bechol leshoyne shalchiba karaisa. The anchei skulas asheruach Hashem diber bam kirou eretz chemda. And just look at the way all the rishonim used to refer to Eretz Yisrael: Eretz Chemda, Eretz Hakodesh, Eretz Svi, Eretz Achayim, Yefei Noif, Michlal Yoifi, Nachlas Hashem, Mikol Eila Advarim Nirav Nigla Elenu Baal, Shechofetz Hashem Atoy Veretzoyna Husha Nachnu Amoy, Biyoseinu Ruyim Nifcha Benikva Lanu Asa Oretz Akdoish Vanifchar Alzul Makam Shifteinu, Vesherab Bein of Tzeiseinu Misham, Imkein, Eif. Even though it's true, the Eibishter never was commanded us specifically. But it's so obvious from the Pesukim that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. If we consider ourselves children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to get the not such subtle hint. And that is, Lehishtadel b'chol yucholteinu, Lemalois cheftzoi, Uleshtamer b'chol efshari, Misnagel urtzoinoi. Varezu mitzvah kechol mitzvah satoiro, Kivin shanu yoidim baru shezeo chavitz Hashem. What's a mitzvah, said the Minska Gadol? A mitzvah is the Eibishter wants you to do this. You know the Eibishter wants you to go to Eretz Yisrael. Aye, the Rambam wasn't minded as a mitzvah, so then already he gets falamed of it. Elosh, that's a Rambam. By the way, if you go through the Shroshim to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah, the Rambam I think has 14 Shroshim, where he tells Avak what is a mitzvah, what's not a mitzvah. Not everything that's a mitzvah falls into the category of Taryag mitzvahs. But you want to know if the Eibishter wants you in Eretz Yisrael? It says the Minska Gadol. Right, just go back to Parshas Lech Lecha. That's where it all begins. Right, the story of Parshas Lech Lecha is the story of Eretz Yisrael. The whole Lech Lecha is Eretz Yisrael. I mean, we're only halfway through the entire Parsha. You can call it Parshas Eretz Yisrael for the same price. That's mamish what's going on. And the Minska Gadol, he was bemoaning the fact that for some reason not everybody saw it that way. You know, it's interesting. One of the Marmakoimus that Reb Schneir brings is Reb Yaakov Emden, and this is in his Akdama to his Siddi Yavitz. So also he has pages where he talks about the Maila of Eretz Yisrael b'zman hazeh. It's actually interesting, the context of where is it coming to his Siddur, because he's talking about when you daven, you have to face Mizrach. So you're not facing Mizrach. What are you doing? You're facing Yerushalayim. You're facing the Magav HaMikdash. Right, we call it Mizrach, and as a result, we forget. Right? Where's Mizrach? Not where's Mizrach. Where's Shara Shamayim? That's really what's going on. And he talks about that, and he has a whole lumdus that if a person doesn't in his mind really want to be in Eretz Yisrael, Mizrach doesn't work. This is what he says. This is a big chiddush. Ayin Shom. It's actually fascinating. If you have the classic Siddi Yavitz, it's in Chelek Aleph, it starts on page Mem Gimel, Ayin Shom. It's pages long. But Toich Dvarav, one of the lines he says, U'be'emesi t'miya, Kayemis al Yisrael Kedoshim. Bechol mokim he mechmiru al atzman bekama diktuke mitzvois. Shechziku behem, medakta brem biyoyser, mefazrim mamin rav, vetorchim ma'oid lekaimam beshleimus o avshari. Umadu a mezalzin, umes atzman be mitzvah chaviv azois, yosi chakala teret luyubay. This is Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote. But either way, again, this is all one and the same minion. I think this is related to today's daf, Kedush Rishayna Kitchel Ashaita, Kitchel Asalava Yishtikol, very much related to what's going on in the Chumashurim right now. Lech Lecha El Aretz Hashem Areka. There's no question Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha B'zman Hazeh. If someone goes on the Harabaisi Chayv Karis, could you bring a carbon Pesach B'zman Hazeh? These are all academic shailas, right? But in terms of Eretz Yisrael having Kedusha, in terms of Yerushalayim being the Shara Shamayim, says the Chassam Sofer, there's no argument to be made that Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim and the Makom HaMikdash should have less Kedusha today than it did in Parshas Lech Lecha. And you see what it was in Parshas Lech Lecha. You see that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecha L'Aretz Asher Arecha, he went straight to Eretz Canaan, Zokti Ramban, because he understood, I don't know where the Eibishter wants me to go, but I know Eretz Canaan is the place to be. And as a result, that's where I'm going to go. And like the Rambam says, all the Kadmonim, when they brought their Karbonis, they were bringing a Davkin, that Makom. That Maila, that Chshivas, Forget all the churbanis and all the tzaras we've been to. It's loy gara from where it was in the beginning of time. That's for sure. Shteh shara shamayim. And it chaps nafkeminas lalachet chsam sefer says, hakol mailon, that mission, then the ksubis. That's true, even bizman hazeh. Based on this idea, again, will be mekatze b'mokum she'ef shalaharech, an idea that, of course, we'll revisit, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully in Rishalayim, in HaKodesh, B'meir B'yameinu, Amen.